Hello there, and welcome to Art Up Thoughts. Please follow and share our page to receive more content and help support us. Thank you, and enjoy.
It doesn't matter how tall or how strong somebody is. If you know where to hit and how hard to hit and how fast you should be hitting them and how fast you should
be moving. It's all about technique, bro. Just like
soccer. Oh, God. Can we please record the other thing? The audio on this thing is really trash. It's not just Sonic, it's everybody else too.
Although I gotta bring to y'all's attention something.
Oh, God.
This guy named a Miracle Man back in 2018. Who? He took 30 bullets to his body and didn't die.
To his chest, to his body, or to his what?
He's straight up in his like entire body. Like it's 30 bullets, fam, regardless of where it is.
How big were they? 30 bullets.
Huh?
How big were they though? Were they hollow?
What? How big were they?
Like a Glock.
What caliber? Like There's multiple bullet sizes for Glocks. There's multiple calibers.
I don't care. He got shot by 30 bullets.
It doesn't matter how big those things.
Was it a 45? Was it a 30? Was it a 32? Was it a 22? Was it? If it was a 9mm, I can understand.
If I take the weakest gun and shoot you 30 times, you gonna tell me I was light work?
That was some light work, bro. Shit. Come back when you got that 50 cal, bro. Then we can talk.
Alright, see me on the field.
Damn, terrorist.
The thing I'm talking about is not which gun it was. I'm saying
I'm fucking with you, but yeah, no, 30 bullets. No, that's not right.
That's some insane stuff to take, man. Like,
as long as it misses every vital organ, you'd be fine.
wouldn't you just die from blood loss alone with 30?
But that's if it's hit. You know, all your blood, your capillaries and veins are, and what's it called, arterial veins and arterial arteries. Those are also technically an organ, so
arterial.
Oh, as long as it.
I don't know why I sounded.
Oh no! What the fuck am I talking about? Arterial. I never said arterial arteries. I said what's it called?
You definitely said arterial arteries.
Oh,
arterial arteries.
Thing is, I studied that maybe like 2 days ago. Listen, I've been cramming. This is college stuff. Okay.
No, right, hang on. Which shooter is gonna be like, I'm gonna miss this capillary. I'm gonna miss his heart.
How are they gonna know? Listen, when you're in a drive-by, have you ever done a drive-by? No, I have. Okay, allegedly. So you're shooting, but you're not really looking like that. You're pointing into a specific direction.
All right, but here's the thing: all
you're just blasting. Boom, boom, boom,
or 33 boom. Shots, right? There are 33 shots, 30 of which hit him.
As long as it didn't hit you in the neck, the face, the actual, like, you can hit you in the chest in certain areas and you'll be straight, as long it can puncture a lung and you'll be fine. But now you won't be fine, you'll be choking and bleeding and dying. But you could still survive, you'd have a chance. As long as it doesn't hit any place where there's like a lot of blood would be. The easiest place to get. No, actually, there's some places in your body that have a little. You can get shot in the hand and you'll be perfectly fine. Sure, you might get damaged in the hand, but. Not all veins are the same. There's some veins containing blood that is deoxygenated.
Like,
and those
like,
veins, if the blood comes out of it, sure, you will have blood loss, but you will die much slower because oxygen will still be reaching your cells.
Hey, vein lines matter.
And you could just plug that vein up and you'd be fine for a while. Then the limb you might have to lose a limb and you'd pass out, but it wouldn't be as bad. As long as your heart rate comes down to a certain point, you're working on keeping pressure on the wound and what's it called? Keeping the person calm. Because if their heart rate goes any higher than it already is, they're going to die. So if you ever get shot, don't panic. If you panic, you will die. Like,
I don't think it's that simple.
No, you wanna panic a slight bit.
Are you telling me the EMT that I'm wrong?
Hold on, because you're wrong. Hear me.
If you panic, your heart rate goes up. Your heart rate goes up. You're pumping more blood out of your body.
So you want me to get shot and just be like, alright.
Nah, at least just calm down, take some deep breaths. Chill. Don't start screaming and crying for it like, mama help me.
Your mama is not that healthy.
Exactly. Don't cry. Maybe. Call 911. Conserve your breath and put pressure on the wound.
You want to actually panic a little bit though to get the adrenaline running.
You're gonna have adrenaline running regardless. You're gonna go into and you're gonna go into the fight or flight as soon as you hear the pop. And the bullet's gonna hit you before the pop, anyways. So as soon as that bullet hits you and it rips through you, when the pain, your nerves will sense it before you even realize it. You will be in fight or flight. The adrenaline will be sent out.
Hey, yo, efferent nerves, innit? Psychology things.
No, nobody laughed.
No, no, it wasn't a joke. It was an actual thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It's an actual
thing. But, I know. I know.
You sure?
Brother.
Yo, all right, in EMT, though, do you get to, like, actually try out on, like,
real people, yes. Actually, I had to get my forms ready because I'm about to leave and go.
So then,
my weekends are going to be locked up. I'm not going to be able to play soccer for a couple weeks. Not a couple weeks, but a couple weekends, yeah.
So my question is, they trust you with real live people. All right, yo, turn on the podcast, man. This could have been such a good podcast.
Damn, that would have been so great.
Oh, really? You have it on?
Oh, great.
On the podcast?
So
hey, okay.
I'm not a registered EMT yet. I'm just in what's it called training. And don't quote me on anything because I've been trying to keep up with my books and like reading my chapters, but it gets tough, guys. It builds up on you and you gotta like be reviewing it constantly. I haven't had a chance yet to review today, but hopefully I shall. But you're not actually being an EMT, but you're sitting there in the truck with the actual EMTs in the back of an ambulance and you're going on actual calls.
So I think stop texting. Gosh dang.
So you're going on actual calls. Like, you can either be doing with it. I don't know if the people we're going with are doing emergency or just medical. Because there's a difference between medical and emergency. Trauma and emergency. Trauma is, say, you get called to the scene of somebody who fell. They hurt something or somebody is unconscious and not waking up. Show up on the scene. First, you got. I forgot the PCR, what the first thing was. It was the, okay, it was called something, HR.
Wait, the podcast is on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, that's how it starts. HR, arriving on scene. Damn it, where is it?
No. He's going to get
what?
Please don't say it, because we're going to get canceled.
Wait, what? I can't understand you.
About nationality and ethnicity.
Fam, I listen.
Podcast. Oh, nationality and ethnicity.
So this Mandem named Ibram.
Mandem.
This man. He basically said.
Can I just say, our first episode is not getting uploaded, so we need to reintroduce ourselves.
Yes, this guys, is our first episode.
We would have
Do not mention that. The other episode was us just trying out the formulas and how we were testing
that,
out how
that
we were
going
to figure
it out. Be archived.
And things were said in there that I'm pretty sure we would have gotten canceled first second.
All right.
Things were said. All right,
guys.
That
order in the core. Order in the goddamn core. We are starting.
If we get 10,000 followers.
We are starting.
Something
with Ibram.
Was said that
we're starting with Ibram. Say your name, your nationality, and put some vibes out there, bro.
Hey, yo, big man in it, Ibram, out here.
Big man in it.
Big things in it. From Britain, of course.
Cap.
British. Definitely.
That's Cap. This thing is called Arab thoughts, not Chav thoughts.
Mean you're British, bro.
Not Chav thoughts.
All right, some tea and biscuits in it. You know.
I've
offended so many people. Let me stop.
Nah, for real. Say your actual name. His name is Ibram, but what's your nationality, buddy?
Who said my
name? That's your nationality. I mean, your ethnicity.
Right? Never mind
that. Right. Most definitely the first episode.
He is an Egyptian fellow. Walido, go.
Fuck. I'm not going to say that.
No, that's not free enough.
Yeah, that's why exactly why we're not uploading the first one.
We don't have a stance on that as of right now.
Okay? All right, guys, come on. We do not have a stand on whatever that thing was. Okay, now
yeah,
you, Mr. Tall and Long Nose and Hansel.
I thought he was going to say Tall.
What is your name? Oh, I said Tall Long Nose. All right, so your name and where you're from. Not where you're from, but where, you know what you know what I mean.
You messed up on your own name.
Listen, this guy is a stranger. We do not know him. He is an operative. He is an alien from another planet, allegedly. Operative.
Oh my! You like the accent. He's an operative. You know, operative from Wakanda. We cannot trust him. He's an American.
He's an operative. I can't even do that. All right. So Duki, go.
Some people call me Sakuki.
I never heard
one of my friend's sister.
Hey, yo, real quick, rest in peace.
Sorry for the quality, guys. For some reason, this specific call thing that we're using to record a thing, which I told them multiple times, just move to the other one. Great quality. But they bugging. Continue, Sadu.
Nah, this quality is good.
All right, Sam, let me finish my introduction.
I'll leave and I'll come back. But Sadik, introduce yourself and I'll be back. And
look, I just want to say this. They're interrupting the Iraqi during his introduction. Wow.
Shut the fuck up.
It's racist.
Like, people ever cared about Iraqis? Come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm Iraqi. My name is Sadik.
It's lying.
I ain't gonna say my last name.
No last names, guys. No last names.
I'm known as Sorry. So, yeah.
All right, guys.
Wait, no, I can't say that. Fuck.
Well, you probably
can believe it. We can believe
it. My name is Sadik. That's it. My name is Sadik.
This show is mostly uncensored. Okay, so now it's time for the...
Also, no cussing. We got it. We need these sponsorships, guys.
No cap. All right, so
okay.
Now for the best man, last but not least, I'm actually the finest out of all of them, and the rest of them are booty cheeks. My name is Ahmed Al Habib, the best. Everybody love me. I'm from Sudan, Sudani. That's good, best. Everyone
knows Sudan. Not Ahmed, and he's not Sudani. He's just
my name is Ahmed. I am Sudani, and the darkest one here. I am African. African
we only
guy.
Have him to appeal to the Afro-Arab community.
That's not even wrong. Should we have this one Egyptian
we
man?
We signed the contract before this, all right?
Why are y'all
all right, guys.
Allegedly.
So, a couple of things about this podcast. Mostly everything here is uncensored. Anything that's going to be censored is just for either our safety or like other people's safety, we're saying like locations, names, all that stuff. Yeah, we usually won't. We use a different name, but if we do say something like that, we're probably gonna just bleep it out, make it easy.
Sadik, I know you see this, bro.
Otherwise, mostly uncut, but
you see this, buddy.
That word sounds dirty, but actually. Let's continue.
This game did me dirty, bro.
Yeah.
We'd be vibing, we'd be playing soccer, eating Taco Bell, eating other foods, and a whole bunch of stuff. We love
just
food.
Just for the record, if I'm born in America, I'm not part American. That's all I'm saying.
For the record, that is true.
For the record, that is not true.
It
bro,
is true.
Yes, it is.
We're here.
Pause.
Listen, let me. Okay. This is our first topic for the day.
Can I have
nationality versus ethnicity, and if being born in America makes you part American? All right, so we have two sides of the story, Sadik and Ibram. I agree with Sadik on this matter, but it doesn't matter right now.
Let me just give them the rundown.
No, that's biased. I had to give them an unbiased rundown.
Let me tell them how this started. No, let me just tell them the backstory. The backstory, innit?
Fine.
Let me just tell them the backstory.
No, don't give them the backstory, all right?
We were talking, you know, as we do on the usual, you know, during lunch, during a thing called, you know what, I'm not going to say that because I might give up our school. So, we were just talking.
We may or may not be in college, you'll never know, wink.
And this mandem named
Ibram,
said, I don't remember what the context was. He was just like... Yeah. If I'm born in America, I'm part American.
Nope.
So then this whole argument or debate, if you will.
Can I just say I didn't say that?
Which, let me just say, me and Ibram start a lot of debates. Like, we're the two that are the most out of here.
You would think it would be one of us.
Can I say something?
Slaughter's always controversial. This man always got something to say.
What I said was, if I'm born in America, then I'm American.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Bro, you said, and then later on you said, I'm born in America, I'm part American.
No.
I see, you're clapped. You're clapped.
Bro, when we were talking about ethnicity.
I have witnesses, Sam.
If you're still here, okay. First, we're going to, let's make this civilized.
I'm going to give
everybody a number, and that's who will be going from top to bottom, and nobody shall interrupt them until they complete their statement, okay?
We are not civilized.
I'll give the first number to Waleed. You go first. Okay, Ibram is number two.
What the why did I jump?
Overruled.
And Slavic on the play, okay?
Extensive capping.
And I'll go last, because I'm just nice like that.
Flag on the play. Extensive capping.
What are you talking about? I was just giving us like turns to speak.
What you giving the number for? I'm not a dude.
Nah, because it's uncivilized. We're not doing this Arab politics where we throw chairs at each other.
We are definitely doing this uncivilized.
Bruh, hold on. Pause for
a
second.
Civilized.
Do you know in every Arab politics, in their like that thing where they're all debating?
They flip tables.
They be throwing people. They be fighting. It's the funniest thing you see. It's like if Nate Robinson went in there for 2 seconds, I don't think he would be alive. That man got ass. He got his booty cheeks whooped by Jake Paul, which is embarrassing. But never mind that. Never mind that. We don't want no beef.
Jake Paul over Nate Robinson and like
Nate Robinson was not the man to fight Jake Paul. I'm just gonna
say it wasn't.
He does
honestly,
not represent the basketball or any other community. Just
he's
saying,
putting that out there.
No community backed him. There was no community that was fully backing him, and therefore you cannot say he represented them. And
anybody, nobody actually backed.
He didn't. It was just I'm just talking about the meme.
Yeah, that meme was too funny.
That was on him.
Actually, we're keeping it PG, so I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. It's nothing bad. I was just gonna say about this one
meme
that I had
saw. We're keeping it PG because we need these ads, like.
And we have younger viewers and all that, but.
We're dead, bro.
All I'm gonna say, because I'm not gonna explain what this word means, but they turned Nate Robinson into a pack. Regardless, we're gonna stop there. But they turned him into a pack. That's
what
serious.
Kind of pack? That's up to the audience to decide.
Exactly. A loser, something like that. But
six pack?
For our more adult viewers or like teenage viewers, whoever might know what that word
means.
They turned the man into a pack. Sleepy time.
It's a word commonly used in King Von's lyricism, if you will.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we are smoking on Tuca.
No, we're not.
I'm playing with you. I don't know what that means.
This episode.
The song. All right. Back to the debate.
Hey, just for the record, my name is Rilla, and I'm from Palestine.
He's lying. Waleed, continue what you were saying. Also, you are first up. As soon as you finish what you were going to say.
First up, well.
Man, fine. I mean, you're not wrong for real, but I'm gonna hold back on my explicitness.
Ahmed is the most alleged person here.
You don't take
it
to heart.
Don't take it to heart. We're all pretty nice guys. All this stuff we talk about for real is just a joke and for laughs.
Allegedly.
You'll hear certain words after after a couple episodes. You'll catch on.
You'll hear certain slang that only we use, like clapped and what else?
You're smacked.
Shiz. We'll say shiz a lot because that's the place.
No, we have to adopt his
copy.
He
did start it, but we're the gang, so.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We're not a gang. Yeah. We're not a gang.
We are the crew. We're just a group of friends.
We're
the union. The united people.
We're potential sponsors.
Hey, if they're already gone, they lost a lot of stuff. Are we gonna be tagging like Salam's app? If you know that, you know. Actually, I don't even know what that is. Do not use that app. It is not. We're not behind it. I don't know. I didn't say don't use it or use it. Damn! I just linked something by accident. I just linked somebody.
Hey,
app.
Where did you link somebody? Hey, damn.
It was on TikTok, bro. And all I could think, oh my god, Arab people were Shit. But nah, they're not paying us for anything. I don't know nothing about that app. It's not quoted by us at all. I'm sorry. Never mind. I never said that. Okay, back to the debate. Waleed, you are up first. Tell us.
Yeah, y'all see me struggling.
Okay.
This is a message to ExpressVPN. They've been sponsoring a bunch of podcasts, you know. What's up?
No, fam.
How y'all doing?
Be quiet. We're not saying any brand name.
How you doing, baby?
No, I'm just telling them to hit us up. You know what I'm saying?
We think
hey, golf
you.
Battle. Hit us up.
Oh, Rento.
Yo, for real, Rento. Golf battle? If they actually hit us up, that would be sweet.
We would like come up real quick. All right, guys. Yo, Rento. To start off the debate, we are starting with Waleed.
I wanted your clapped.
Give us your full opinion on this and any commentary.
Bro, this ain't. Listen,
yes, it is.
People don't like civilization. They like uncivilized, unscripted shiz.
Okay, right? This is unscripted. We're gonna. Okay, we can get uncivilized. But I want
this to be really beat up. You're giving us turns, damn it.
I want. Because some people here just don't like to talk.
It's gonna be everyone against me, bro. How is that fair to me? I won't be able to speak.
Because what you're saying is wrong.
God. How is it wrong? Here's what I said.
We also speak Arabic and we throw some other languages in there, but
we'll throw some Arabic language here right. And there.
We'll throw some French and Spanish, but not too much.
Allow me to say what I said, and then okay. From there.
Can you listen to my rules?
No.
Waleed goes first.
We're not having rules. No. Just listen.
Fine, no rules.
No rules.
Keep them go first, and then Sadiq. Okay, how about that?
You just made rules yet again. Okay.
All right, go. Whoever wants to go first. As soon as somebody starts speaking, don't interrupt them, please. Khalas. All right,
I'm gonna give you.
If you're gonna listen, no, don't talk over. You can interrupt. You can talk. Okay, you can interrupt, but you can't talk over. Go ahead, start. Man, shut up, bro. All
right, allow me. All right, nobody else. Okay, sweet. I'm going.
Go.
Go.
Where's he starting? All right, so I'm just gonna say this just because I feel like y'all have drifted from where y'all think what I said. So I'm gonna go ahead and reiterate what I said, and then y'all
go ahead, man.
Iterate all the reads.
Okay. So what I said was, if you're born in America, Your origin, not your family's, your origin has now become America. Your nationality has now become American. You're in the nation America, and you're a part of the group of the Americans. So you're counted as one of them. Now your ethnicity is dependent
on your parents. So.
Where your parents are from is where what your ethnicity is made of. So if one of your parents is European and one of your parents is African, your ethnicity is now European and African, but your nationality still remains American unless you get another citizenship. And then if you have a dual citizenship, you have two nationalities at that point. So you could get a dual citizenship from where your mom or dad is from. If one of them is from Africa, you can also get the African
to whichever country
in Africa it is. So if it's Egyptian or Sudanese or whatever, you can also be Sudanese and American, or Egyptian and American. You have both nationalities, but your ethnicity will still remain the same because that's where your parents are from. That was my argument, and I don't know what you guys did to what I said, but there you go. If you wanna debate anything about what I just said,
also, just for the record, this was not his original argument.
Bro, this man said, you guys started saying things differently.
Listen, bro, I will literally call Victor up. This man is a witness. All right,
bring Victor up, fam. I swear, bro, y'all just misunderstood everything I said.
This man named Ibram said that if you're born in the U.S., you're part American.
Dude, that is. You are. Because that's what a nationality
is. Your nationality is, but you're not part American.
Dude, what is a nationality, bro? That's a part of you.
But a what?
That's a descriptor. That's your descriptor. That means it's a part of you. What do you want to know?
But if my dad is Iraqi and my mom is from London, if my mom is from London, then I'm part Iraqi, part British. I'm not part American.
Yes, dude. When you have a nationality, that's a part of you. You can't just say it's not.
No, it's not.
Bro, whatever culture you've been through is a part of you. It's been in you.
It's not.
You have been influenced by it.
We're talking about when you're born.
What you talking about? Born. Wait, what do you mean? Like, all right.
We're talking about when you're born.
Whichever culture you're raised into, right? If your parents teach you the Egyptian culture, as well as you're being influenced by the American culture, then you're both part American at that point and part Egyptian because you've been influenced by both cultures. It's a part of you. It's a part of who you are. But y'all kept saying no. And I'm like, what?
Bro, you said when you're born.
Are a part of you. Yes. I didn't say you're not. I said that's a part of you as well. But you're still a part American because that's a part of who you are.
You're not part American.
You can't just be living in America and say I'm no part American. That doesn't
happen. Yes, you can.
Well, you got to back me up on this because now you understand what I'm saying. So there's no way you can't back me up on
this. I live in this country. I don't say I'm part American.
Neither do I.
Okay, you're telling me you have the America has had no influence on you whatsoever.
It's had an influence in my
life. To be completely honest,
it's automatically a part of you.
Not really.
It did. But
it's a part of who you are. It's a part of who you are. Would you have done this hadn't you been influenced by America? Probably not.
Okay, let me ask you this. We're all Arabs. The people listening are probably Arabs.
Okay.
You know those cousins and uncles that you have that try to be as American as possible?
Now you're just stereotyping, which is something totally
different. I'm not. Sam. I'm literally comparing my own uncle. What are you saying? Cousin.
You just characterized the entire American race as whatever your uncle's trying to be.
Sam, I'm not talking about this. Sam, all right. Those uncles and cousins that are just Americanized.
As American as possible. What's American to you? Because now you're stereotyping. I just want to know what stereotype you're using.
What is American to me, though?
Yeah, I want to hear this because I'm a little intrigued. Hold on.
Say that again for me.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Say that again for me.
No, because he said his uncle's trying to be as American as possible. So I was like, what is American to you? What is American as possible? Like, explain that. Define it. There's no American because it's such a diverse country. There's no
America is more of a blend. It's a stolen place that...
American, just like Western in general.
So he's trying to be Westernized. Is what you're saying.
Kinda. Yeah, pretty much.
That doesn't make him American. All
right, question. I'll change it up a bit. All right, let's say someone.
If you say your aunt is trying to be like Chinese or something.
No. All right, let's say, for example, somebody's like in Europe or something, in France or some shit. And they're just really intrigued with how Americans are, like their music, their fashion taste, this, that, all of that.
Okay.
Right? If they're just completely intrigued with it and they try to copy it, they're influenced by it, innit? So.
But it's not part of you.
Does that mean they're part of American?
Influence, though. It's different from looking from the outside and looking inside. Like if you're inside a house versus looking at the house from the outside, it's totally different, right?
But we're not
on the outside of the house, you only see what's going on in the inside. So if you're
influenced by
outside of the United States, what's coming through the media, you're not.
You said if you're influenced by it.
Yes, but it's a different type of influence for each one. If you're living in it and influenced by it, you're part American. But if you're looking out from the outside, that doesn't count. You're just part media American, which makes no sense.
Part media American.
What? Yeah. You're influenced by the media of what American is. Because believe it or not, if you go to China, China has so many restrictions on what you can watch and what you can't. So their view of Americans will be like extremely different from our view.
You know what I honestly think this is?
What?
We're probably arguing the same point, but just...
I told you that we're holding a stick from two ends. Don't take it out of context. Whoever's listening, I swear, if y'all... That's what I'm saying. Like, you're arguing from that side, and I'm arguing from this side, but in the middle, it's the same thing.
True. All right, that's about it.
I feel like that's what y'all are talking about.
What?
That's not crab, this is clam.
About?
What is this? Clam. Oh, this is crab.
I thought he was talking to us. I was like, what? Clam. What's clam?
My bad.
Ooh. Never mind. It's not. Another discussion we've had.
Oh, okay. No. Let's save it for the next one. Save it for the next one.
Save it for the next one. Alright, so that's about it, isn't it?
Not all really. Right. Got more. I got more, but you gotta give me 10 minutes, okay?
We still gonna talk this more, but that's it for like the.
I got a good topic.
What's up?
So. Oh gosh, I didn't make that. I was looking at golf. Fudge. All right, so. We talked about this yesterday, and I wish we had waited till today and talked about it in this one because it was a really good topic.
The reason that we talked about it is now it's a good idea to talk about it now, is because now we have a more deeper insight into it. So now we can talk about it better.
So, yesterday, if you guys probably don't know, because we won't bring it out unless we reach like a certain goal. But yesterday we talked about actors, like in specific Arab actors.
Oh yeah, and playing terror parts.
Yeah.
They don't take the skin off the shrimp. Mhm. Yeah, you eat shrimp with skin on.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine. It's fine.
No, I can't do that.
Yo, y'all hear this, right?
Yeah. He's eating shrimp with skin on it.
Like, it's
fried, guys.
It doesn't matter, bro.
If it's fried, it's different.
No, even if it's fried, bro, it tastes so weird.
Oh.
Fried shrimp is bump.
Fried shrimp.
Sorry, bro.
Flat. Especially Panda Express. Got my heart. I ain't gonna lie.
That's the skin on, you know.
Wait, not Panda Express. Some Chinese takeout.
Right, stop shouting out flipping companies, guys.
We're not
sponsored by any.
Panda Train. Panda Train has it.
Panda is something with panda. Designer Express has it. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, we're not saying
Panda, bro. Panda box.
We're not saying Panda takeout. All right. Polar Bear takeout. Polar Bear Express.
Yep. Fly. All right. No, that's another company, but okay.
I don't care.
All right. Real topic. What? So y'all know like those shows? It could be like Survival Island or like all those where you can get like with a group of people.
I fucking love Survival Island. I freaking love Survival Island.
Would you voluntarily go there?
Honestly?
You don't like it? I
don't care. Probably.
Can you split it with me? I don't even have
to.
Split it with me?
Yo, y'all know Naked and Afraid?
Here, push your fork in it.
Yeah, would you voluntarily go to one of those? My question. I know Ali said yes. How about you?
Would you voluntarily go on one of those shows?
Would you
voluntarily?
Yeah. No. Honestly, yeah.
All right. So money? Us three are going in. We saw the excitement. Why do you say no?
Voluntarily, though.
Okay.
You know what? That's our podcast picture.
An actual island, right? Okay. Look, if somebody real rich just do this, get an island, and like make it like a Hunger Games type style, but the weapons.
Yo, that's. The what was that one story we read in ninth grade?
That's what I'm saying. But there are weapons, right? But they're not real guns. But once you get hit, you're out of the game, so you'll get taken back up by a helicopter. And it's like a battle royale, but in real life. That would be so sick.
What would it be like? Are there any respawns?
No, you're done after you're taken out. So it's like survival.
Are there any respawns?
It would be sick, bro. And the cash prize is $100K, right? It would be so nice. And you
$100,000 just to
fight. And you pay $1K per person to join. $1,000 per person to join. And you got 100 people on IM. Equals $100K. It would be so like, it would be so fun,
bro. Okay, question. How much would I have to pay you? I'm still thinking about something to ask.
Y'all doesn't do anything.
I look, he's got a brain for it. what was I gonna ask?
Mm-hmm. Essentially.
It really was not that important. I got this article about this teacher that was illiterate for 17 years as a teacher.
Can you say it again?
I'm going to read this article to y'all. BBC, pause.
Guys, you have to link the writer and where it's posted. No, you just say it. Say who wrote it.
I was a teacher.
You have
for
to say who wrote it.
17 years.
For the third time, say who wrote it.
I will. Relax. I was a teacher for 17 years, but I couldn't read or write. John Corcoran grew up in New Mexico in the U.S. during the 1940s and 50s. One of six siblings, he graduated from high school, went to university, all that good stuff. When I was six, I was told by my parents that I was a winner. And for the first 6 years of my life, I believed what my parents had told me. I was late in talking, but I went off to school with high hopes of learning to read like my sisters. And for the first time, for the first year, things were fine because there weren't many demands. Sitting, writing, sitting in line, all that good stuff, going to the bathroom. Then, second grade, we were supposed to learn to read. But for me, it was like opening a Chinese newspaper and looking at it. I didn't understand what those lines were. And as a child of 6, 7, 8 years old, I didn't know how to articulate the problem. This man prayed at night, saying, "Please, Lord, let me know how to read tomorrow when I get up." And he would wake up in the middle of the night and open a book to see if he got a miracle, which obviously...
Bro, I feel so bad for this man, though.
Oh, no. Just wait.
For that, I don't care if he stole a bank. I don't care if he robbed the whole bank.
This man
went to live inside the bank.
Robin, hold up.
He have millions of dollars. Random struggled enough in his life.
Just wait.
Waking up in the middle of the night to check if you can read, bro, that's the saddest thing. Imagine that.
Just wait, bro. Just wait. He just goes on. At teacher conferences, my teacher told my parents, "He's a smart boy. He'll get it." They moved me to the third grade. "He's a smart boy. He'll get it." To the fourth grade. "He's a smart boy. He'll get it." To the fifth grade. But I wasn't getting it. By the time I got to the fifth grade, I basically gave up on my...
Those teachers were capping the maddest, you know?
Bro, those teachers are the ones
that... How can you
get
to the next grade while you can't read? I'm pretty sure after second, after first or second grade, you have to be able to read to even know how to do anything in that class.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's special ed classes, but...
Honestly,
this is the 40s and the 50s, bro.
It's just those teachers
special
that
Special ed classes in the 40s and 50s was electroshock therapy.
They just didn't bother dealing with him.
ESL isn't special ed. ESL is English second language. It's a language class.
There's one thing you're not considering. Teachers back then got paid jack.
That's facts.
And they still got paid jack. But on top of that, back then, if you were special ed, you couldn't know how to read, and you had actual problems, they would just give you electroshock.
Never mind.
He has the world.
He's a white man in New Mexico. Just saying that.
Oh, he was in New Mexico as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. No.
Alright. By the time I got to the fifth grade, I basically given up on myself in terms of reading. I got up every day, got dressed, went to school. I was going to war. I hated the classroom. It was a hostile environment. I had to find a way to survive. By seventh grade, I was sitting in the principal's office most of the day. I was in fights. I was defiant. I was a clown. I was a disruptor. I got expelled from school. But that behavior wasn't who I felt inside. It wasn't who I wanted to be. I wanted to be somebody else. I had a desire to succeed. I wanted to be a good student. I just couldn't do it.
All
right. By the time I got to the eighth grade, just wait. By the time I got to the eighth grade, I got tired of embarrassing myself and my family. I decided I was going to behave myself now. If you behave in high school, you can find your way through the system. That's facts. So I was going to be a teacher's pet and do everything necessary to pass the system. I wanted to be an athlete.
That's smart.
I had athletic skills. I had math skills. I could count money and make change before I even went to school, and I learned the times tables. I had social skills, too. I ran around with college kids. I dated
about Victorian. How is he illiterate, then?
Listen, you have to know that dyslexia wasn't, at that time, wasn't like a recognized thing. He looked at the paper, it looked
this
like Chinese.
This man wasn't dyslexic. He just couldn't read or write.
On his teachers. If he's good enough to do math, then that's on his teachers that he can't read or write.
True.
I had social skills, too. I ran around with college kids. I dated the valedictorian. Student with the highest grades who gives
big
and then he explains what a valedictorian is. Like, we don't know. I was the homecoming king. I had people, mostly girls, do my homework for me.
This man's probably like, this man looks like
the goat.
Right. This man's done. He's good, bro. He's set for life. He's done.
That man's 10 foot tall. Jawline can cut diamonds.
It probably had a diamond. He cut a valedictorian diamonds, bro.
I could write my name. There were some words that I could remember, but I couldn't write a sentence. I was in high school and reading at the second or third grade level.
If you're dating a valedictorian, you don't need to write a sentence. You're good.
That's fine. And I've never told anybody that I couldn't read. When I was taking a test, this is where it gets good. When I was taking a test, I would look at someone else's paper, or I'd pass my paper over to somebody else, and they'd answer the questions for me. It was fairly easy, amateur cheating. But when I went off to college on a full athletic scholarship, it was a different story.
No. He dated a valedictorian, went on a full athletic
Without knowing how to read. This to me feels like cap.
This is not cap. This is completely true. I thought, oh my gosh, this is way over my head. How am I going to be able to get through this? I belonged to a social fraternity who had copies of old exam papers. That was one way to cheat. I tried to take classes with a partner, somebody who would help me through. There were professors who used the same test year after year. That's lazy, but most of our teachers do it. But I also had to resort to more creative and desperate things. In one exam, the professor put four questions on the board. I was sitting at the back of the room near the windows, behind the older students. I had my blue book, and I painstakingly copied the four questions off. I didn't know what those questions said. I had arranged for a friend of mine to be outside the window. He's probably the smartest kid in school, but he was
Hold on, pause. I know y'all heard that.
Yeah.
And I told y'all we should be in Microsoft. But
we are.
We're not.
He's in Microsoft now.
Did I just keep it in? All
right, get back.
I clasped my blue book out the window to him, and he answered the questions for me. I had another blue exam book underneath my shirt, and I took it out and pretended I was writing in it. I was praying that my friend was going to be able to get my book back to me and that he was going to get the right answers. I was so desperate. I needed to pass courses. I was at risk. There was another exam that I couldn't figure out how to pass. One night, I went by the professor's office about midnight. He wasn't there. I opened the window with a knife, and I went in like a cat burglar.
He's a harami.
I went in like a
thief in the night. I pull up to the test at night.
I'd crossed the line now. I wasn't just a student that was cheating. I was a criminal. I went inside, and I looked around for the exam. It had to be in his office. I couldn't find it. There was a file cabinet that was locked. It had to be in the file cabinet. I did the same thing two or three nights in a row, looking for that exam, but I still couldn't find it. So one night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, I brought three of my friends with me, and we went to the office. we carried out a four-drawer file cabinet, put it in a vehicle, took it off campus to a college apartment. I had arranged for a locksmith to come. I put my suit and tie on. I was pretending to be a young businessman who was leaving for Los Angeles the next day, and the locksmith was saving my job by opening it.
Okay.
He opened it, gave me a key.
What he didn't get in literacy, he made up for in street smarts, bro. This man's on another level.
Wait, hold on. Thievery?
This man is the Danny Ocean of ignorance.
Of school. We should be learning from this man.
He opened it. All right, let me just finish. He opened it, gave me a key, and sure enough, to my great relief, there were more than 40 copies of the exam, a multiple choice paper in the top drawer of the file cabinet. I took one copy back to my dormitory, where a smart classmate made a cheat sheet with all the correct answers. We carried the file cabinet back, and at 5 o'clock in the morning, I was walking up to my room and thinking, mission impossible accomplished. And I was feeling pretty good that I was so clever. But then I walked up the stairs, laid down on my bed and started weeping like a baby. Why didn't I ask for help? Because I didn't believe there was anybody out there who could teach me to read. This was my secret, and I guarded that secret. This man committed a heist.
If he robbed the bank, I'd be fine with it.
Batman, what? No, you wouldn't even know if he robbed the bank. What? The man stood in front of the locksmith and portrayed such a convincing role that he was able to convince a locksmith, a trained professional in opening locks.
Bro, this man straight up key
and open it.
But hear me out.
Straight up.
If you're a locksmith, are you really gonna care what
13?
I mean, money, but you'd have to pay him some more money. But remember, he's a college student. Wait, he's on a full ride.
He's a businessman. To the locksmith, he's a businessman.
Yeah, but. Because it is a crime, the locksmith would be involving himself with the crime. So you have to come up with a story. For him to come up with that specific story and for it to work so well, it's genius.
Yeah. All right. My teachers and parents told me that people with college degrees get better jobs. They have better lives. And so that's why I believe. My motivation was just to get that piece of paper. Maybe by osmosis, by prayer, maybe by a miracle. I would one day learn to read. So I graduated from college. And when I graduated, there was a teacher shortage, and I was offered a job. It was the most illogical thing you can imagine. I got out of the lion's cage, and then I got back in to taunt the lion again. Why did I go into teaching? Looking back at it, it was crazy that I would do that. But I'd been through high school and college without getting caught, so being a teacher seemed a good place to hide. Nobody suspects a teacher of not knowing to read, which he has a good point. You wouldn't think that of your teacher.
I expect every single one of my teachers to know how to read. If not, I don't.
You wouldn't expect that of anybody, to be honest, let alone your teacher. I taught a lot of different things. I was an athletics coach. I taught social studies. I taught typing. I could type at 65 words a minute, but I didn't know what I was typing. Oh. I never wrote on a blackboard, and there was not a single printed word in my classroom. We watched a lot of films and had a lot of discussions.
Yeah.
No. It's a high and eye coordination. He could have been looking at the text on his computer.
But he can't read.
He can't read or write.
You don't have to be able to read it as long as you know the letters and
as
how
long
to
as you can match
button,
the symbol that you see to what's on
picture
the keyboard,
and picture and space button. That's it. And period.
Wait, that means he's even smarter than we think, though.
Yeah, he can match complex patterns
literate, though.
Very, very quickly. He can copy complex patterns. He can't read, but he can copy complex patterns. Words are essentially just complex patterns with different symbols that you don't understand.
I think he's a savant because savants suck at everything except for one trait that they're insanely good at. Like, there are savants that can do, like, cliff diving. There are savants in, like, math. There are savants in, like,
65 words a minute is not crazy good. I can type that.
No, but
for an illiterate man.
It works, though. The way his brain... Yeah.
For an illiterate man, anything. That's amazing.
That's
for an illiterate man who's good at math and all that other stuff.
Yeah. I remember how fearful I was. I couldn't even take the roll. I had to ask the students to pronounce their names so I could hear their names, and I always had two or three students who I'd identified early. The ones who could read and write best in my classes to help me. They were my teaching aides. They didn't suspect that at all. You don't suspect the teacher not knowing to read or write. One of my biggest fears was faculty meetings. We had them once a week, and if the teachers were brainstorming, the principal would call on somebody to get those ideas onto the board. I lived in fear that he would call on me every week. I was terrified, but I had a backup plan. If he had called on me, I was going to get out of my chair and take two steps, grab my chest, and drop to the floor and hope they called 911. Whatever it took not to get caught. And I never got caught.
How many years did he work as a teacher?
17.
How many of those years did he pretend he was grabbing his chest and dropped down?
17.
Every year he did that.
I don't know. It just.
I mean, they can't tell him he's not. He could have.
He said he never got caught, so obviously it works. Imagine the person was like.
That's only in like a specific situation. He probably didn't have to encounter that situation.
Hear me out. In a faculty teacher meeting, you're probably having a good probability of getting called on. You know what I'm saying?
It was,
or
once
you don't
a week.
Show up, well, you
once
get fired.
A week.
Yeah, once
a week,
you
would have a
hard time.
There's no way this man done forgot you. When
imagine,
he is,
or he
would,
or
he
you act
principal,
like you're
like,
completely tired.
Every time I call on him, he gets a heart attack. Like, that's wild.
Am I cursed?
He could blame it on extreme anxiety leading
anxiety
to his heart problem.
Oh, imagine he's like at a place, right? And he's chilling with the principal, right? Because he asked him to dinner.
He's
and
like,
the man asks him, like,
what's on this specific thing?
Yeah.
Can you read it from the menu?
Like, he lied to him, right? And he's like, I can speak Spanish. I can read and write, right? And he's like, this is Spanish. What does it say? And he
me
tells him something wild, bro, right? He tells him something wild. So they make the food. He tells him it's like chicken and rice with blah, blah, blah. And he gets it perfectly right. That's some stuff, though. I'd be so hyped if I was him.
Yo, you know what I just realized? How did he get the job? Like,
how did he read the
job?
Job
interview?
They
offered him the job, but like.
That's how you know that.
He actually go for a job interview?
That man just glitched the system, bro. So, what have we learned? You don't have to do shit to be successful.
No, this is still not. This is far from over.
Oh, really? Damn, continue.
Yeah. All right. Sometimes I felt like a good teacher because I worked hard at it and I really cared about what I was doing. But I wasn't. It was wrong. I didn't belong in the classroom. I was trespassing and I wasn't supposed to be there. Sometimes what I was doing made me physically sick, but I was trapped. I couldn't tell anybody. I got married while I was a teacher. Getting married is a sacrament. It's a commitment to be truthful with another person. This is the first time I thought, okay, I'm going to trust this person, and I'm going to tell her. I practiced in front of the mirror. Kathy, I can't read. Kathy, I can't read. And one evening, we were sitting on the couch, and I said, I bet she's white. No other race is named Kathy.
Wait, did he marry the Val Victorian?
That'd be sick, you know?
That'd be crazy.
Okay, so, and one evening we were sitting on the couch and I said, Kathy, I can't read. But she didn't really understand what I was saying. She thought I was saying that I didn't read much. You know, love is blind and deaf. So I got married, had a child years later, and it came to home to her. I was reading to our 3-year-old daughter. We read to her routinely. But I wasn't really reading. I was making a story up. Stories that I knew, like Goldilocks.
He's reading like the Three Bears. And his wife walks in and he's like, so this pig, he bought a house. And the wolf came to buy that.
I just realized. How did he read his wedding vows? It was a blank.
That man memorized. He just said it.
It was a blank piece of paper. He was freestyling.
You can memorize them.
Imagine freestyling on your vows. I swear not
he
to shit on
you. He did one of those things where you like read it. You're like, he crumples it up and throws it behind him.
I'll be looking.
I don't need that. I already know how I feel about you.
It was a blank piece of paper, and that man was freestyling.
That man
people actually do that, though. People memorize.
That's wild. Right.
So you don't get caught lacking at the altar, not knowing what to say.
But this was a new book, Rumpelstiltskin, and my daughter said, you're not reading it like mama. My wife heard me trying to leave from a daughter, bro. All these years, all these people, his daughter catches him. That's lit. Heard me trying to read from a child's book, and that was the first time that it dawned on her. I've been asking her to do all this writing for me, helping me write for school, and then she realized how deep and severe this was. But nothing was said. There was no conversation. She just carried on helping me get by. It didn't relieve anything because in my gut, I felt dumb and I felt like a fake. I was deceitful. I was teaching my students to be seekers of truth, and I was the biggest liar in the room. The relief only came when I finally learned to read. I taught high school from 1961 to 1978. This man is ancient. 8 years after I quit my teaching job, something finally changed. I was 47 going on 48 when I saw Barbara Bush, the second lady of the U.S., talking about adult literacy on TV. It was her special cause. I never heard anybody talk about adult literacy before. I thought I was the only person in the world that was in the situation I was. I was desperate. So on Friday afternoon, in my pinstriped suit, I walked into the library and asked to see the director of the literacy program. And I sat down with her and told her that I couldn't read. That was the second person in my adult life I've ever told. I had a volunteer tutor. She was 65. She wasn't a teacher. She was just somebody who loved reading and didn't think anybody should go through life without knowing how to. She got me to about sixth grade level reading. I thought I died and gone to heaven, but it took me about 7 years to feel like I was a literate person. I cried and I cried and I cried and I started to learn to read. It was a lot of pain and frustration, but it filled a big hole in my soul. Adults who can't read are suspending their childhoods emotionally, psychologically, academically, spiritually. We haven't grown up yet. I was encouraged to tell my story about my tutor to motivate others and promote literacy. That's about it.
Imagine being a teacher getting taught by another teacher.
Man.
Teachers do. They go back to college. If you want to teach a certain thing, they go back to college.
No, but I'm saying a sixth grade level from.
Damn.
Hid his illiteracy.
For his whole adult life.
He taught people and got caught by his own daughter. And got caught by a 3-year-old.
By a child. By a child.
Lacking, bro.
Sam.
And most children don't really catch on if a story is being told different, as long as the main point of the story is being told. So that kid could probably read
stories.
So that means his daughter, even though he was kind of dumb, she got a hold of his good jokes.
Like mama, you're not reading it like mom. So she probably like picked up on some words. She was like, the wolf didn't kick him in the face.
He changed the stories. It was like Janice and it was like, but. It was like Janice in Wonderland. Like, bro, what? No, it's Alice in Wonderland. I was like, oh.
At least he got Wonderland.
Janice and Wonder Woman, huh?
The three big chihuahuas. Like, bro.
Janice threw the big glassy thing.
This man was remixing. He freestyled his vows.
Brownie locks.
Brownie locks.
That man freestyled his whole life. That man's life with a
freestyle.
Hey, guess which movie this is? Eyeball in the Glass.
Eyeball in a Glass. I think I feel like I know this. Nah, I don't got this. What is it, bro?
Through the Looking Glass.
Oh.
That's what he would have said. Is that Eyeball in the Glass?
Imagine if you're the
person that translates to deaf people and you're illiterate. No one would ever guess. That's what happened to the dude that did it. No, someone actually did that. They couldn't do hand signs. And they were in South Africa. They were in South Africa for Mandela. And he was doing it, and Barack Obama was in the middle of his speech, right? And Barack Obama knows how to do hand signs. And he was like, yo, he realized that the guy has been doing the same exact signs over and over.
Yo, he was throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, Barack Obama noticed it.
He was sending a secret message.
That's a
bro, this man really finessed the whole system.
He could have finessed it even better if he was a deaf translator. No one would have guessed. Because the deaf people can't say anything.
Wait, no, hold on. If he as couldn't bad have as read, sounds, and he was really able to type really fast and memorize symbols like that and put them into their own place, he could have technically learned sign language and have been very proficient in it. If you think about it.
But don't you have to know how to read to do sign
language? No, you don't.
You have to know what everything means, though.
Yeah,
you have to know how you can know what the words mean. He was a teacher, that man, so he was smart, but he just couldn't read.
Well, I don't. How are you gonna be illiterate in actual writing, but be good at sign language?
Because sign language is signs,
basics, bro. Priorities. This man was growing up.
My question is
YouTube symbols.
Wait, hold on. My question is, why hasn't Waleed spoken? That man is.
Come on, bro. We can't hear you in the podcast.
I want to know what is just bro, did wrong when he was young. All up to
That's what they did in elementary school. They were like, "He's smart, he'll get it." Then next thing you know, this man goes on to teach people for 17 years and still illiterate and never got it.
That is so clapped.
What do you think? I need help with this, bro. I can just do this. Either should I write the poem or just a journal entry? Because I have to write three journal entries, which are a paragraph each.
At this point, you gotta do like the journal entry.
Yeah, because I can't do poems.
We've been going on for what, an hour, 2 hours?
No, 2 hours. Probably an hour. Maybe a little less.
Yeah.
8:30. 8:30 was when we started talking, like just
talking. Yeah, hour 40. That's good. That's good. We shouldn't make it too long.
I mean, do they deserve to hear our voices for any longer? If they subscribe, maybe. If they follow, maybe. If they share it, maybe.
If you send me $2 on Cash App.
I'll think about it.
We'll discuss more.
I mean, if you send me a penny on Cash App.
Guys, are we going to talk about the thing next time?
If you send me $2, I'll send you 2 grams. Of what? I don't know. Don't.
He will not send you anything.
I know next time. Oh, let me
allegedly, stop. Allegedly.
No, not even allegedly. He's not.
Allegedly.
No.
All right, guys.
$2 for two.
Next
grand.
Episode, are we going to talk about that thing, though?
Yeah. Get tuned in for next episode. Because
the one in 100?
Next episode, we got something that I don't know if you might be ready for. This one takes it to a different level. We got something that not many people know about. I think you may or may not want to know about it. So, stick around to find out what happens. It all starts with... Actually, should I even tell them?
It all starts with a click of a finger.
What the fuck does that even... My bad.
Yeah, this is so...
He's doing so well this entire time.
I was doing so well, guys. And then I cursed. Oof.
Facts.
Are we allowed to... We have to bleep that now. Oh my gosh.
It's okay. Bleeps are really easy to put in, so... We're not even...
Waleed.
I'll put it in.
You know the comment?
Or just cut out that last... Just cut the word. You don't have to believe me. Just cut the word.
Yeah, Mandem got a heart now. And he realized I'm blowing up. He was like, this man's getting more likes than my video. Hang on.
Also, guys, we will... Actually, we already have a TikTok, don't we? 46
likes on it, bro.
We already have a... We should have said this at the very beginning.
His comment got 108. I got...
Guys, we have to link our other accounts on our other medias. I don't know if we've made a Twitter yet, but we may or may not make one. Those ones might have updates or polls on which subjects, or you can add your own poll, like, subject that you want to try. We've already created a TikTok at the moment. I think you can post polls on there, too. That may or may not be our first one. What was it again? What was the name for that account?
It's our name, Arab Thoughts Uncut, I'm pretty sure.
Arab Thoughts Uncut, yeah.
See, about our podcast. We wanted to name it Arab Thoughts, but then we wanted to...
It is
to
Arab Thoughts, oh my gosh.
So we just named it Arab Thoughts instead.
Did you use...
We wanted to name it Arab Thoughts.
We'll leave that up to the mind, okay?
We'll leave that up to what thoughts you think we're talking about.
Yep.
Oh, he said it 3 times today.
I didn't think
he realizes to this day.
You know what we should do?
Back to the point that we are making this podcast.
If we do start a Patreon, this does get big, and we start a Patreon, the Patreon is going to be called Arab Thoughts and the other thoughts, not this thoughts.
Okay, we are.
Let me tell y'all a little
something. I'm on a very thin line to get in demon.
Just to reinstate, if y'all didn't catch it earlier, right? This podcast is only really either it's mostly just our basic conversations because all these conversations, everything we talk about here is something we've either already talked about or something we most of the stuff here is uncut. So if we've already talked about it, it's going to be new opinions, new things because we've learned a
new
fact.
Our podcast is built on our conversations. We were
just our conversations.
Talking.
Basically,
like, you were literally talking 4 days ago. And I was just like, why don't we start a podcast? This is literally how it started.
We've had, no, you said that idea multiple times, maybe over the last couple months. And over time, we just came.
They kind of just gave in to the peer pressure.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about the podcast.
Guys, real quick, let me just do our.
The audio is usually better, but yeah.
Let me hype us up real quick. So, you're scrolling through whichever app or whichever website you
see us on
podcast, and you're listening to some capped podcast. So, yeah, I just
destroying
said it.
Destroying, disgusting.
I said it. We're the so best podcast on
podcast, and you're
everybody
you,
else.
Especially if you're Arab, what you doing? What you doing, Arab listeners?
Yeah, like yeah. What a Malik
podcast, man.
Malik.
No, come on.
Have you heard this type of conversation? A podcast.
Support your fellow Arabs.
You haven't
exactly.
Seen
no. Me. Your ears deserve better. Your giant ears deserve better.
Your big
ears deserve better.
Deserve to smell better things in the morning.
We're giving stories and discussions, son.
We're so actual Arabs, and everything you hear from us is actually from the stores. We eat the foods. We live the life. We speak the languages, and we vibe the vibes. Don't trust anybody else. Come here.
We
for
argue
pure,
on different
unedited.
Words in different dialects of Arabic. That's how
no
Arabic
cap,
we are.
But we still understand each other.
So all
it's
I'm
the weirdest
is,
thing.
If not really. I'll be understanding
any other podcast.
Because you'll be talking some nonsense, bro.
If you're following any other podcast, you don't need to be following them anymore. There's a new up-and-coming podcast called Arab.
There's a new podcast in town.
And you best believe this podcast.
In Village.
Not even new in town. It's new in the entire horizon, my dude.
We later on might make a separate podcast that might be like you might have to donate or something for it.
Subscribe
but it'll be completely unedited. There might be some a little more, like there'll be a tad bit more detail, and it just be a little more, you know. Okay, we're all I'm gonna say we're keeping this one PG, no, not PG, but like PG-13 or like let's say what's after PG-13?
R-rated.
M-rated.
R-rated.
M-rated, you have to be
rated
17. R-rated, you have to be 18.
No, M is,
wild,
for
though.
M is for games. R-rated.
TVMA,
rated
right?
R, that's wild, though. Mature.
Okay,
yeah,
mature. We're TV mature, also PG-13, as long as you're... as okay, we're saying
we're gonna
from our viewpoint, as long as you're 14
yeah.
plus, you
listen,
should be cool. 15.
Whatever way gets us these sponsors.
All right, but
yeah.
quick word of the day for our sponsor.
Yeah, what's the word of the day?
Go over to TikTok. Our sponsor for the day is, and I want you to type this, Arab Thoughts Uncut. A-R-A-B-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U-T-H-O-U- UT. That well, Arab Thoughts. We're sponsoring our own thing. You know how the Sidemen have their sponsor as SidemenClothing.com in some of their videos.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well we sponsor ourselves. We are doing everything this on our own. So
yeah, it's ours. If you
shout out to Waleed for helping.
Word of the day is illiterate. Make sure
illiterate. The inability to read or write, but in some cases, it's just the inability just to read.
Make sure you raise awareness of illiteracy. If you know someone or if you are yourself illiterate, then...
If you're illiterate...
Listening is different, though. Listening, if you're illiterate, you're fine with listening.
Yeah, exactly.
If you know anyone who's illiterate, tell them about our podcast.
Yeah.
If you know anyone who's suffering with suicide, tell them about our podcast.
Hey, yo, we have to bleep that part.
Suicide hotline.
Ed,
yeah, call the suicide hotline, guys. The suicide is actually a really bad problem.
But after that,
remember, you do matter. Your life does matter. And
but after that, give them
always a way.
Maybe you change them up.
Yeah, and I know you're stressed about anxiety from school, work, family, all that. So there's
COVID-19 going on.
And listen to our podcast.
This podcast.
We all your new job. We don't give you any money, any health benefits, or nothing.
Actually, all you have to do is help listening, guys. We will bring some laughs. We will bring some movement to your brain. That's
different. Laughing is the cure for all diseases. We might give you an aneurysm in your brain every once in a while, but that's okay.
We'll give you some stuff, allegedly. Allegedly.
No, okay. We were going so well. We were like,
We have to throw a couple of allegedlys in.
Just follow for some absolute vibes, guys.
We'll also follow. Has been dead for the
follow
entire
for some mushrooms.
Walid.
Allegedly.
Some mushrooms on pizza. For some reason, Waleed's a little more vibrant. I don't know what's up with him today. It's he's like the flag
lost. You good, Waleed? You good?
Yeah, I know you're doing a bunch of work. Hey. I can tell. You got to focus on the podcast, man.
Oh, you're right. But it's 10:30. It's okay. No, it isn't. But yeah, it's okay.
It's okay, bro.
So, if you are a company trying to sponsor us, ExpressVPN, how you doing?
If you are a single person who has something you want to be like advertised, we will work with you on that. Contact us on our TikTok, or if you can, we might link our email.
We'll try to do a Twitter. We're gonna think about all that, but first we're gonna
go to Instagram and Twitter a little later. We're just starting out
there first. We want to get a following first.
Serious inquiries only, please. I mean, we might have a separate account for like just our TikTok will be for fans and everything, but
we're not doing that right now though. We're not
serious inquiries on DMs.
We have another account
to get any sponsors. So first we're just trying to create a community, trying to add you guys to our community. Because our community is the best podcast community out here, all right? I don't care whatever.
On the gang.
What should we?
We're not cringy like these YouTubers and stuff. We talk to your ears.
There's so many people that we're probably going to get canceled within the first day, but that's okay, you know?
Cancel culture is ruining stuff.
We had to not upload our first
episode
because we would have got canceled.
That's how unfiltered we are, but we just wanted to save ourselves.
No lie, we would have gotten canceled.
You know what? A thousand viewers, 1,000 listeners. I mean, and we will upload
drop the first episode.
We will drop that.
Uncut.
First episode.
Everything.
But everybody has to donate $1.
No,
everybody
no,
has to subscribe to my OnlyFans.
I'm just playing.
All right. 1,000 viewers or more, and we're dropping it.
Sub to my OnlyFans.
Actually, should we? Because that just turns me into the criminal. I didn't even say anything wrong, for real. But
one of us said a certain thing.
Well,
that may or may not be controversial.
We'll talk about it later. But right now, share it around, all right? We need to get
this
it to
this is not a promise. We will talk about this when we reach 1,000. Yeah. But it is in the books, and probably may or may
not. It's archived. It's in the chamber.
Trust me, you want to get
remember,
us 1,000.
Stay a legend. And stay a legend, my kids.
Stay a legend. That's how we end podcast. Stay a legend.
That's how we end it. Stay a legend.
We should be called alleged Arab thoughts.
Alleged thoughts of four Arabs.
All right.
Just alleged thoughts. Allegedly.
Man. Don't let the stress get to you. Don't let the anxiety get to you.
That's going
to
be our Instagram tag. I'm making that account right now. I don't know what y'all talking about.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed it. If you made it this far, you're amazing, first of all, for sticking around this long, because pretty sure you would have been already bored, but nobody's listening to me right now. So I can
say that. We don't usually read stuff like how we did before. That was just a new thing because we wanted something just to boost the conversation. Because
man, we're still trying shit out.
We're still trying stuff out. We're seeing where we fit. If this comes up on your recommended page, that's great. And for the algorithm, please like and share. You know, if there's a copy link function, do it. If not, then if you don't mind, share it. To share it to one person.
Yo,
or
like,
share it and send
really,
it to TikTok.
There's
send
really people that listen to this podcast and don't share. Like, you know how much that breaks my heart?
Exactly. I mean, you don't have to share, but like,
it breaks my heart.
I just want to
listen.
Make
if you're Arab, we know you know.
If
other
you're people. Arab,
there's no other way.
We know
if you're Arab.
Arabs can be.
If you're Arab, I probably know you, and I probably know your mom and dad, and they probably love me because I'm the most halal
Halo
boy.
I know they you better. Come on.
I know that touch about it. I know that belt hurt every day. I know that ship shahata, whatever you call it, the flip flop, hizam, the belt. I know it hurt. I really know. And I feel if you don't follow, we may or may not show up with the same one that you got beat with as a child. Traumatic memories, yes or no, I don't care.
But hear me out. I'm just going to say this once, and I'm not going to say it again. If you do not like or share or whatever option there is to do on this video, we will pull up with each one of us holding razors, and we will cut your hair, regardless of a woman or a man.
We will give you that haircut your mom gave you when you were 7.
We'll
yeah, that exact haircut you have, Hamar. That the haircut when you look like Caillou, بالضبط كده. When you remove
we'll
your hair,
one piece of hair in the middle as well. Just to remember who we are.
We'll cut something else, allegedly.
Oh no, we're not. No, we're not.
No, we're not. We cut hair, not
and we will take whatever Jordans you own. Nike, anything?
Listen,
but we will leave the house with, we will give you at least a couple grand because you know we're Arab. We have to be dropping money everywhere for y'all. Oops.
If you don't share this and don't like it, I'm going
to
pull
we will come to your house and drink all the shine.
I'm going to tie you up to a chair and make your socks wet. Okay?
Oh, that's evil.
Okay.
I will drop water on your socks.
That's a little far. I was gonna say I was gonna come to their house and drink all their shy, so when they wake up, their parents
if
are gonna be all cranky.
Don't
like
this
my
podcast,
shy.
I hope you catch ankle hair cancer, which that's not a real thing.
Actually, guys, cancer is a serious thing, so we can't really be joking about that. Cancer is pretty serious.
But that's not an actual cancer.
I mean, it is. You can get cancer almost anywhere in your body, but
ankle hair cancer is not a thing.
For more content, subscribe, please. And as you know, everything here except for like stuff that we said was true is alleged. It's all allegedly. We didn't really do it, but we did. It's
allegedly.
All up to,
allegedly.
No one really knows the truth.
Allegedly, we did it.
All right, guys, stay alleged. Don't get caught by the ops.
Beans.
Allah.
You want to tell us when you end up?
We might have an Arabic episode that might last like 30 minutes.
Yeah, in fact. Yes.